proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. Today I'd like to share with you another Hebrew nugget. This material is provided by our dear friend and ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into this lesson. God does everything in an orderly fashion. He built into the universe a timekeeping system when he created the sun, moon, and stars. These lights were to be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. The English word seasons is translated from the Hebrew word moedim. In Leviticus 23, verse 1, the word moedim appears again. However, this time is translated as feasts, referring to the seven feasts or appointments of the Lord. Leviticus 23, 1 and 2 says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, Concerning the feasts of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts." The Hebrew word moed is defined in the Brown Driver Briggs Hebrew lexicon as appointed time, place, or meeting. This helps us to see that the seven feasts listed in Leviticus 23 are seven appointments that the children of Israel were to keep with God. In a broader view, Leviticus 23 lays out God's plan for the redemption of the world. The first feast, Passover, occurs on the 14th of Nisan, or the first month of the Hebrew calendar. The second feast is the day after Passover, the 15th of Nisan. This is the Feast of Unleavened Bread, or Chag HaMatzot, which lasts for 7 days. Together, the Feast of Unleavened Bread and Passover are celebrated for 8 days. The third feast of Leviticus 23 is the Feast of First Fruits, Yom HaBikurim. On Passover, a marked sheaf of grain was bundled and left standing in the field. Leviticus 23 verse 11 says, "The priest shall wave the sheaf before the Lord, to be accepted for you on the morrow after the Sabbath." Now notice the date of the third Moed is the day after the Sabbath, after Passover, or Sunday. The Lord Jesus said in Matthew 5 verse 17, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill." He literally fulfilled the first three feasts of Leviticus 23 when he was on this earth. His death on the cross occurred on Passover. This was no accident, but was God's plan from the beginning. Jesus was the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Jesus is the incarnation of God himself living with us, walking among us, experiencing our pain and sorrows. Jesus was the bread from heaven, the unleavened bread who lived a sinless life. The Lord Jesus fulfilled the Feast of First Fruits when he resurrected 3 days after his death on Passover. The Apostle Paul wrote, "But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept." The resurrection of Christ is the heart of the New Testament and the gospel message. However, New Testament doctrine has its start in the Old Testament, the Tanakh. Without the Tanakh, the New Testament has no foundation. And without the New Testament, the Tanakh is unfulfilled. The Bible is a whole book written by God. The Hebrew word l'chaim means to life, and God is all about life. He is the creator and giver of life. In Genesis 2, verse 9, he placed the tree of life in the Garden of Eden. In Genesis 2, 7, God breathed into Adam the breath of life, and Adam became a living soul. Jesus had the same power to give life. In John chapter 11, Jesus heard that Lazarus was sick, but when Jesus arrived, Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. Mary and Martha were grief-stricken and told Jesus if he had only come sooner, he could have healed Lazarus. However, Jesus had a greater miracle in mind than healing Lazarus. Jesus told Martha that Lazarus would live again. Martha thought Jesus referred to the future resurrection. Jesus then said to Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." Years later on Patmos, John had a personal encounter with the resurrected Christ. I'm sure John remembered Lazarus' resurrection when Jesus identified himself by saying, "I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen." What a precious truth. Now this has been another Hebrew Nugget. You can listen to this program again or any of our other programs regarding Israel and the Jewish people at our website, ibjm.org. We trust this time has been a blessing to you. Remember to pray for the ministry of IBJM and, as always, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You have been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.